From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least four gunmen attacked a hotel in Kabul. Reports say two of the gunmen were killed. At least six other people were wounded. No immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. Turkish warplanes have launched airstrikes against a U.S.-backed Kurdish militia in the Syrian enclave of Afrin. The airstrikes were aimed at positions occupied by the YPG Kurdish militia, Ankara accusing the militia of ties to the Kurdish insurgency inside of Turkey. Also in the news, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has arrived in Amman, Jordan, where he is expected to hold talks with Jordan's King Abdullah. Earlier, he was in Egypt, where he met with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to discuss terrorism and security issues. He said that will be the subject of his talks throughout his Middle East tour.
My message to each of them is that we are partners, we are strategic partners, that nothing has changed, and that we are absolutely committed to building a partnership for security, confronting terrorism together.
Mr. Pence on a four-day visit to the Middle East. Blaming each other for the political deadlock, Republican and Democratic lawmakers closed the first day of a partial shutdown of the U.S. government. Carol Weaver and her family at Yellowstone National Park in the state of Wyoming, where she said she is disappointed in U.S. lawmakers over the government shutdown, which she believes will affect the parks.
It is what it is, and Congress better get their act together. They've been irresponsible in so many ways this past year.
U.S. lawmakers resumed debate Saturday afternoon after the government shut down at midnight on Saturday morning. This is VOA News.